Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Shoot. I am your voice host, Tyler, with my bestest buddy, Mr. Derek Baker.
Hello, I'm going to try to keep the mic away from my mouth.
Yeah, we had to remove it from his throat last time, and it just wasn't pretty. First and foremost, before we even start yakking, I just want to remind everybody that the views and opinions on the show are mine and Derek's alone. They do not necessarily represent AllComic.com, the All Comic Podcast Network, ooh, fancy name, or anybody else that works for the site or looks at the site or whatever. It's ours. We're the nutcases here. I want to give a shout out to Mr. Justin Orff. Hopefully I said his name right. The only guy to comment on our last couple of podcasts. Awesome. Thank you, dude. We love comics. Well, we love comics, but we love comments, too.
Yep.
Everybody give us comments. Derek doesn't always just... Blah, blah, blah. Live show, everybody. This is what you've gotten used to. My terribleness of talking. Derek doesn't always reply, but I make sure that I always try to do some sort of reply, even if it's like, yay, thanks. You know, it's something.
Yeah, I'm an asshole. I need to get on that.
It's true. He does. So send a comment just to make Derek comment. That's the plan.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, yeah. Just be like, you're an asshole. Please comment.
And he will. I will force him.
Yeah, it's true.
I also want to mention the rest of the All Comic Podcast Network. I mentioned it just now. It might be news to you. It might be new. We have two other shows on this network. We have Didn't Read It, where they basically talk about comics that they didn't read, and it's hilarious because how many of us out there don't read the comics that we buy? Seriously, it happens way more than I'd like it to happen.
Oh, I have a stack. I have a stack.
Thankfully, now that I've switched digital, you know, I have less stacking and just more little new hats on my comics that I haven't read. But
yeah,
it still happens, folks. It's a nice half an hour show. It's really, really good. It's got Sam, Ben, and Matt. Sam Marks, and Ben is at Punk Rock Sellout, and Matt is, I can't remember anymore. Sorry, Matt. Then the other show we have is a little show that joined the All Comic Podcast Network from somewhere else. It is called Splash Page Comic Cast. It's a longer show. They kind of do your you know, break down some comics, you know, chat about this. It's a good show. You guys need to definitely check it out. Hosted by Dan Gall, who is the brother of Robert Gall, who does comic culture. So there you go. There's two advertisements or whatever right there within one sentence. I'm a genius. We're also working on a couple other things. So, you know, giggle, giggle, where it's expanding, guys. It's growing at a crazy pace. I also forgot to list the other guys on the Splash Page comic show, but I can't seem to find their names right now. I know one of them is Mario, and I can't remember the other guy's name because I suck with names, so sorry, other guy. My computer is not fast enough to find your name right now. Still looking. Dan and Mario, and there was a special guest named Matt. I'm sorry, it's gone. Alan, there we go. Damn, why can't I remember Alan? So there we go. There is my 3 minutes of not remembering what I wanted to say. So yeah, All Comic Podcast Network. Check it out. There's a banner on the top of our site. Read the or listen to the other shows. Subscribe, comment, stars, all that fun stuff. Derek, what are you flipping through? It's driving me nuts.
I'm not flipping through anything.
No, there's some weird noises going on. Some weird noises.
Oh, I have that 70s show on in the background, so maybe that's it.
That's a good show. Kayla and I watched that whole thing on Netflix not too long ago.
I watch it constantly. It's a great. I don't know what it is. I never get sick of it.
The last season sucks.
Oh, yeah. No, the last season's kind of garbage. Yeah. Actually, it's on the last season right now.
Oh, good. So you don't have to pay attention.
Nope.
So, today, folks, boys and girls, and true believers and non-believers, and DC fans, and Image fans, and Marvel fans, and fans that are actual fans, today we didn't have an idea of what to talk about. If you listened to our last two shows, we talked about the state of Marvel and DC Comics. We also kind of touched on the state of Image Comics during our Marvel one, because Image is really good. Therefore, we didn't really want to get into a whole Image thing because I don't know if that would last for an hour or we would run out of things to say because basically it's, duh, buy Image Comics because they're good. That's pretty much the whole podcast. So we are going to go right off the top of our heads. It might be terrible, so let us know if it is. We're going to talk about pull lists. We're going to talk about how Derek's is insane, how mine is relatively modest. I did a little bit of polling on Reddit and Twitter and stuff. Mine seems to be about the average.
Yeah, yours was getting a little out of control, but then you kind of whipped it into shape.
I mercilessly hacked it back. At one point, I was like 65, and I was just like, no, and I just started cutting books left and right, and there was like tears and blood. It was awful.
Yeah, you cut a lot of books that I just couldn't, I could never part with.
I had to. It was just too much stuff that I would always sit on my didn't read it pile. There's another pop for that that show. It just, there's no point reading it if I didn't read it right away. If I didn't read it that day or even within the first 3 days, there was no point in continuing with it. At one point, I had 4 Aquaman issues sitting on my pile because I just didn't feel like it. So I cut Aquaman. Sorry to say. But, Derek,
let's
talk about your pull list because yours is insane.
Yeah, well, it's actually a little better at the moment, at least. Now, this does not, I'm not counting minis in this.
Fair.
Not counting minis. I'm talking about monthly titles. I'm at 90.
Okay, what about with minis?
With minis, that would jack it up to about 98.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And this doesn't include like the all new Marvel stuff that's launching in March.
There's
books in March at least that I
No. That is counting everything that comes out
as of the 12th.
Yeah, as of the 12th. Yeah, I added all of that. Everything else, I'm not really looking at right now, at least.
It's probably a good idea. You'd definitely be over 100. I swear to you, folks. Word of a lie. Scout's honor and all that bullshit. Derek was like hovering around 200 at one point.
There's definitely.
I made a spreadsheet for him because he was out of control. It was an intervention.
Yeah. And my comic shop is a fairly large shop, and they have recently verified that I do have the largest pull list there.
I can't tell if I should be proud or scared. that's a new one, Derek. They still treat you like crap, though.
You know what? They're a lot better. There's a few people who left, and they're actually sometimes they'll actually. Maybe I shouldn't. Sometimes they give me massive discounts. They'll never hear this probably. But
my shop gives me discounts too, man. Discounts are a shop's best friend.
Sometimes I'll, you know, like there have been times where I've got like $140 worth of books for like 100.
Yeah, so that's not bad.
That's
a healthy discount, especially considering, you know, 90 books plus a month. I dare say 100 books plus a month. Just to add perspective, folks, mine is sitting at about 45, 46. That includes ones that are going to end pretty quick, like Conan and... what the hell else just ended or is going to end? I can't think of any other ones right now, but I know Conan's ending for sure.
There's a few that just ended for me too.
Yeah, that number also includes Hellboy and Hell, which is, you know, whenever Mignola wants to do it. That includes Trillium, which is ending. So there is a little bit of up and down number play. Maybe solid number, I would say 40 or less, as like monthly. You know, this is what I'm getting. So there's a, you know, Derek's nuts. He's at least getting double what I'm getting.
At the very least.
Oh, that's so sickening to hear. I have a spreadsheet where it breaks down how much I buy, and it goes, here's your monthly cost, and I do an average per week. So I try to hover below $40 a week. So I think I'm sitting at like 36, 37 right now. I'm going to assume that you're twice that, Derek. I mean.
Oh my God.
You walk into the shop and you're $80 a week, man.
It's going to be about $80 this coming week, which is actually nice because I've been hovering between 100 and 120 week.
Yeah. That's brutal. I got a Thor artist edition waiting for me, and I just don't have the cash for it. I missed the first printing, so the second came out, I'm like, I have to own it.
Yeah, so. my pull list is just, that's just atrocious. I need to cut that down big time.
But you won't. We've had this discussion. Off the top of your head right now, I want you to name 10 books that you know you could live without, and then I want you to actually cut them on the show live or recorded.
That I know I could live without?
Yeah. Cut 10 off your list. Let's work with like an 8.
As of right now, there might not even be 10.
See, there, this This is the point. This is the point. Oh, man. I didn't actually expect you to cut 10 books, Derek. I know you too well.
I know, Dan. I know. You know I never will.
I don't even think you could probably cut one right now.
No. You know what? Actually, throughout my life, because I've been, you know, I've been collecting comic books shit since, oh, man. I bought, oh, man, it's been a long, was probably when I started actually collecting, I was probably around like 9. And, you know, when you're 9, I mean, you can't get like a shitload of books. Yeah, or
you don't have $120 a week to spend on comics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I picked up like a, you know, I always picked up, you know, I always got Batman. I always got Detective Comics. I always got Amazing Spider-Man. You know, I at least got, you know, at least a few. And then throughout my life, you know, like, you know, there have been times where I've gotten just a massive shitload. And then there's been times where like my pull list is maybe like, you know, anywhere from like 10 to 20 books, you know, but I always at least get something. It's just sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more.
Oh, that's just a horrible, horrible number, Derek.
I know.
I can't even imagine. I don't even know. I don't even think I could like, you know, 40 more books enough to spend that much.
Yeah, you know what? I'm getting to that point. I truly am. And plus, you know, and plus I have like an unhealthy, you know, video game collection and addiction too. So
no, we're not talking about video games or toys because all in all, you probably spend $1,000 a month on your geek related stuff. So
it might be. Well, you know, sometimes it probably is that much. Yeah.
Isn't that a disgusting number to hear, Derek?
It is.
You it's have disgusting. A problem.
It is. I'll readily admit that. It's, you know.
Kayla would kill me if I spent $1,000 a month. She would kill me if I spent $125 a week, for Christ's sake. That's just too much money.
Yeah. Oh, I get bitched at a lot.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm getting the angry fist of doom right now.
See, there you go. Thankfully, I'm not getting anything because she's watching movies or something, so I'm good. Damn, dude. So, okay, so out of your 80 or 100 pulls, we'll say, do you have like a top 10 that you can't live without?
Let's try. Oh, yeah.
Or even a top 5 that you like, no matter what, if you had to claim bankruptcy or you know you lost all your money, but you had enough for 5 books, could you even do that?
I mean, you know, yeah, I could. I mean, if I'm, you know, I mean, if
there was a gun to your head, you could, but right now you can't.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, it's different circumstances. I mean, if you can only get 5 books, you can only get 5 books, and that's just the way it is. And
but you can't imagine that. You can't even put yourself in those shoes.
You know what? There have been times in my life where I've had to do that.
But I know. Okay. The past stuff aside, right? I mean, like right now, like next week. You only had money for 5 books, you know, like
okay,
or for the entire month of February, you could only buy 5 books.
Oh boy, oh boy, it would probably well.
See, folks, this is what I like doing to Derek. See how he's humming and hawing, and it just makes me laugh. I get immense pleasure out of screwing with Derek. I'll tell you right now, Derek. BPRD, I would say Green Lantern, New Guardians right now because I'm really digging it.
Yeah,
and then I would say Green Arrow because that team is amazing.
Okay.
If Hellboy is coming out, I would say Hellboy, but because it's so sporadic, we're not going to include that. I'd say Afterlife with Archie, and I'm trying to look at my list here. Saga, I would say that those 5, and I could make it through. It would be enough of the drug that I could survive until I had money.
Yeah. Batman would have to be one, which is funny because I actually
you've been shitting over Batman for the last 4 issues.
Yeah, I have been. But it would have to be Batman because I need that complete run.
Okay, so it's you're looking at this more as a psychotic collector perspective as opposed to what you enjoy the most.
It's a little bit of both.
A little column A, a little column B.
Yes.
Okay, so Batman. Okay, we got 1. You got 4 more.
Okay.
This is only an hour long show, so let's not.
Oh God. Okay. It would probably. You know, once again, the complete run, it would have to be Superior/Amazing.
Did you know that I was looking on Comic Book Roundup, which is a good site, folks. There's another cheap pop for somebody. And Derek, you have literally reviewed every Superior Spider-Man except for issue 17.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That is insane. Yeah.
And
yeah,
most of them don't have very good marks.
No, no. A few of them do.
The first ones were a lot higher.
Yeah, yeah. I think the first arc or two, like, were, you know, actually pretty decent. And
it was,
then,
it was still new. It hadn't worn it out its welcome with you yet.
Yeah, now it's not only has it worn out its welcome, like, the dialogue is just starting to drudge down a little bit, and just, it's a mess, but we've already
talked
that.
About that, folks.
Yeah.
Go back and read our Spider-Man one, or go back and listen to...
Yes, so those three would probably be Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah, so you're talking Batman, Amazing Spider-Man, Green Lantern proper.
Yes, Green Lantern proper, you know.
And again, is that just for psychotic collecting?
It's a mixture of that, and I'm a, you know, I give every single review I do of that book, I give Venditti, like, massive props. Like, that's I true. Really... Yeah, I really, 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 really enjoy his Green Lantern, and he always retweets my reviews, too. So, you know, hey, thanks, Mr. Venditti. So.
That's true, and I think we had this exact same conversation a show or two back, I think during DC show, actually.
Yeah,
and I mentioned the Exo Manowar is also really, really cool. So
yes, yeah, that's also. I mean, anything Venditti, I mean, is for me always, you know, pretty good. So you know. I would pick anything of his up.
Okay, so Batman, Amazing, Green Lantern.
Yeah, Green Lantern. Oh boy.
I love putting Derek on the spot, folks. So
yeah, I know.
If I had Jeopardy music right now, I would be playing it. But because I'm not going to edit anything, I'm not going to do that. So just imagine the Jeopardy music is playing in the background right now.
Yeah. After that, you know what? I'm going to say Saga.
No, that's a good choice, man. See, for me now, I've switched digital, but Saga is still. Physical, and that could be a little bit of the crazy collector coming out.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna say Saga, and then after that, it would probably either be Swamp Thing,
Green Arrow, dude. Come on.
Well, you know what? You have a thing for
Swamp Thing.
I have a thing for Swamp Thing. I do. I do have a thing for Swamp Thing.
He's pretty handsome.
Nobody watched this TV show, but the awful, awful Swamp Thing animated series made me fall in love with. Swamp Thing, and
wasn't it like terrible 90s? Like it was like worse than the Ghostbuster 90s.
It was horrible. Yeah, it was atrocious. And you know, the song, like the theme song, was hilarious. If everybody needs to go on YouTube, and if you haven't heard that theme song, it is awful.
Why don't you sing it for us, Derek?
Actually, it's funny because it's actually like a parody of like Wild Thing.
Oh no.
So they're like, Swamp Thing, you are amazing. Like it's really
Derek's, but you know, metal voice, everybody.
Yeah, it's actually so bad that it's hilarious.
It's so bad it's good. I don't know about that. my whole brain just started throbbing when you said, "Oh, it's kind of like Wild Thing."
Yeah, well, no, it's not kind of like Wild Thing. It is Wild Thing.
Okay,
it's like the exact like guitar riff and everything.
I might be having an aneurysm then.
It's awful. It's so funny, but yeah, anyway, you know,
so Swamp Thing would be the fifth book is where we the roundabout that we got there.
Either Swamp Thing or Action Comics.
And now is that collectors or because it's really good? Because Greg Pak and Aaron Cutter has been really.
Both, because I have a crazy collector thing about that, and also it's just so good it kind of pushes it in front of some other ones.
I gave the last issue 5 stars, man. It's really good.
Oh yeah, it's you know what? No, I haven't read that one yet.
Oh dude, what the hell? It's freaking Sunday.
I know. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. No, I will before Wednesday.
We're gonna have to get you to the guest spot on Didn't Read It, I think.
No, I just haven't read that issue yet. It's not like I'm behind or anything. I just haven't read the new one.
That's good.
I'm about halfway through my I'm halfway through last week's pull list.
See, with going with digital, you know, it's alphabetical, right? But even if it wasn't alphabetical and Action Comics wasn't, you know, the first one on my list,
yeah,
I probably would read it within the first couple anyway. Like it's that good. So
yeah. I usually read my Marvel books first, and then my indies, and then DC.
Oh, you're a defined by publisher guy?
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what? I find myself, like I said, with digital, is it, I wrote my column, Digital or Bust. Man, I'm just all about giving away or advertising stuff today. My column, Digital or Bust, which is awesome, by the way. I talked about how they you get the little new bubble that pops up, the little new hat, as it were. And I just go down. I mean, I know there's some trades in there that I'll skip the new hat because I don't want to get into them right now. But yeah, doesn't matter if it goes from like DC to Image or whatever. I just kind of read from the top to the bottom, and it's kind of an interesting way to read it. You might want to change your style up next time, Derek. Just kind of shuffle the deck, so to speak, and just start reading it. Just see what happens.
Yeah, I like my cohesive universes, and I think that's why I do the way
For anybody that didn't understand that challenge or that the translation of that, that was a hell no from Derek, by the way.
Yeah, probably.
That was a no. I will not try that. Don't mess with my thing. And by thing, I mean the way he reads.
Yeah, I have a very specific way. Like, usually what I'll do first is I'll, you know, DC or Marvel, doesn't matter. I'll get my reviews out of the way. And then after my reviews are read and they're done and everything, then I start, you know, with my, you know, Marvel, Indie, then DC.
Oh, Derek, you're so funny.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, we got your top five you can't live without.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say now, Derek. I'm just still kind of trying to wrap my head around having to pull 100 books a month.
Yeah.
What do you get for trades? Are you like a? Do you even bother with trades or?
I'm typically no. I will buy like original graphic novels and whatnot. Like I bought Underwater Welder, you know.
That was cool.
Yeah, I bought Endless Wartime, which was atrocious.
Yeah, that was awful. I regret buying that.
Yeah, it wasn't all that great. Although the Spider-Man one is looking pretty sweet.
With James Robinson and
what is that, Family Business or whatever. Yeah, that one's looking really cool. I'm real big right now on Marvel Masterworks.
Oh yeah, you were saying that.
Yeah.
Have you read the Silver Surfer one yet?
No, not yet. No. Oh,
The next one you buy has to be Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really good, dude.
Yeah. I have the first, I'm working on the complete set of Amazing Spider-Man ones, which, like, the first, like, I'm not even kidding. Like some of those early issues are really, really, really good.
Yeah. Surprisingly, you know what? I read the first Amazing Spider-Man Marvel Masterwork, and then of course there was a sale on the omnibus the next week, and my shop wouldn't let me trade it back in. But so now I'm kind of stuck getting the Masterworks, I think. But that even the first trade was really good. Like you kind of, you know, when you go into reading something from that era, you're kind of like, oh, okay, you know, take it with a grain of salt and whatever. But yeah, it still kind of sort of holds up. And I mean, everybody knows Parker's beginnings, you know, like the back of their hand. Everybody's seen it in a million movies and a million cartoon shows and whatever. So I don't know, which is really interesting. It was, I got the, Avengers omnibus right now with Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Oh yeah.
And,
yeah.
Aside from the fact that sometimes Hulk has three toes and sometimes he has five and sometimes he has four, it's really good. You know, the next one I got to read is when Captain America comes back for the first time. So I think that's only like number four. So I've only read a couple.
Yeah, that's issue four where he shows up.
I like how Iron Man just all of a sudden change costumes in the third one. I mean, maybe his own series, they explain that. But just for no apparent reason, he just had the red and gold one all of a sudden.
Oh, did they explain that in Tales of Suspense? They might have.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that in the third issue, they didn't explain it at all. He just all of a sudden had it. That was it. Here you go. Okay. But yeah, no, you know what? It's good. Some of that stuff was really good.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to reading early Iron Man yet, so I'll have to get around. I'll get to it eventually.
I haven't really heard good or bad about that. The only one I heard that you should need to avoid apparently is X-Men.
You can pretty much avoid X-Men until Claremont.
Yeah, that's definitely what I heard, was just stay away. The first Masterwork of Fantastic Four, I bought that one too. That's wicked.
Oh, that's fantastic.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. it is just beautiful in like pretty much everything that made me fall in love with Marvel in the first place.
Yeah, that's like that's a comic holy grail for sure. So that's why you're really gonna like Silver Surfer. It's really, really good.
Yeah, and it's all and it's also like those first Fantastic Four issues are like the start of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, yeah, and it's blows my mind at how well it still holds up. I mean, obviously dialogue wise, and you know the way they treat their women, not so much, but you know, even the way the women talk.
Yeah,
but it's really really good.
Oh yeah, and the first appearance of Dr. Doom, where he plans to take over the world by sending the Fantastic Four back in time in order to get them to steal pirate treasure. That's how he's going to take over the world.
That was like the sixth issue or something, wasn't it? Like it was.
I thought it was like issue five. Is it five? Four or five, six, something like that.
It was really early on, was my point.
Yeah, yeah.
that's so funny. Oh, man. It's almost as funny as the repulsor technology or whatever that they got on Iron Man and the Avengers stuff. Like, just the way they explain some of the stuff is just funny.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes Stan Lee might have been better off just to not explain it at all.
Yeah, sometimes just like this is how it is and just accept it. Yes. But I mean it's funny looking at it, it's, you know, you see how the technology is actually kind of advanced towards that, you know, and it's just interesting to see that. I did want to mention that on top of my 40 pull list, I have a terrible hardcover collection problem.
You do.
I love hardcovers. They're just awesome. I have lots of trades, don't get me wrong. But like I'm currently looking to my left at my brand new comic shelf I had to buy because I ran out of room on my other two. I'm looking at Absolute Watchmen and the first three library editions of Walking Dead. I mean, that right there is like $400.
Yeah. So yeah, I do have a pretty nice Watchmen collection. So
that Absolute is amazing, man. Yeah. They recolored it and everything. It's so good.
Yeah. I always wanted the single issues, but it was one of the I just never felt like paying for them.
Yeah. If you would have gotten before the movie, you probably would have been okay. But after the movie came out, there's no point.
You know what? They were expensive even before the movie.
But not that bad.
Even right now they've gone down a little bit, but it's still, if you want like the complete set, it's like, you know, you're going to spend.
And 100... you want decent quality.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be $120 to $150 bucks for the set. And I don't know. It's just one of those things I've never felt like buying. I'm just like, I don't feel like paying that much for those.
You're better off just buying the Absolute and maybe getting the first issue, like. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I have a nice collection of it, and it's, you know, pretty sweet. So I don't mind, you know, I don't mind reading it like that at all.
I got, excuse me. Apparently I might fall asleep before The Walking Dead. It's The Walking Dead tonight, everybody. Holy crap.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I got, that really big colossal Conan collection.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it's 50 issues. It's so big. Like, it's bigger than the Thor Walter Simonson omnibus. And that's like 80 issues, and somehow this is bigger. I'm questioning it, but I think it is bigger.
Yeah, that Amazing Spider-Man omnibus that you were talking about back on the Marvel Masterworks, that one you were talking about, isn't that the one that's like, I think it's like, what, the first like 40 or 50 some issues or something like that? Is that the one you were talking about?
Well, it's whatever the first Stan Lee... Amazing Spider-Man one is. I don't know what. Normally, I think they're only doing 30 most of the time. Like, I have the the McFarlane's Amazing Spider-Man one with Venom and stuff. Yeah. Okay, and that's only 30 issues. The Walter Simonson one is bigger. It's like 1,300 pages, but because they want to have the whole run in that one volume.
Yeah. Oh, they just put out one not too long ago. That was, I think it's like the first 40 or first 50 issues.
It must be the reprint then, because the first Amazing Spider-Man omnibus went out of print and I couldn't find it, so that's why I went to the Marvel Masterworks.
Okay.
And then maybe that's what happened, is they announced it or something, but I can't trade it back because apparently nobody buys Marvel Masterworks really at my shop. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what my shop told me. My shop told me that nobody buys that stuff. Nobody wants it.
I don't know why. Like, it's a lot cheaper to get into than waiting for an omnibus or buying an omnibus.
Yeah,
and it's still a great way to read them. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't know. I'd rather pay. I don't know. I would rather pay like $25 for like the paperback, you know, Masterworks. That way, like, I don't have to worry about messing it up, and I can just fling it around and read it. And I just like it that way.
Well, see, hardcover or trade paperback, I'm very diligent with my taking care of it, so I would never fling it around.
I'm not,
son of a bitch.
No, I'm not actively trying to, like, you know, destroy it.
Derek hates comics, everybody. You heard it here first.
It's, yes, my 90 book pull list proves it.
Yeah, he has a secret mustache that he's stroking when nobody's looking. That's terrible, because I don't even want to know where you hide that mustache, Derek.
Damn it, God.
Derek, stop stroking your mustache. I'm not.
I would look terrible with a mustache.
You should do it. Just grow, like, this really big, like, Tom Selleck mustache.
Yeah, I used to want to grow a beard, but, like, beards are for douchebags, so, like, because, like, if you get, like,
I have a beard.
What's that?
Nothing. I had a tickle in my throat. I have a beard. Fucking asshole.
I rest my case.
And shut up. It's amazing. My beard's amazing.
No. The only way I'd do a beard is if it was like down to my knees, like full blown, like Gandalf beard.
Well, you know, that beard is what it's one day what I hope my beard will grow up into. Like that's the kind of beard that my beard aspires towards.
The Dumbledore beard. Yes.
The Gandalf beard or.
Yeah. Yes.
Not so much the Duck Dynasty guys, but, you know, cool guys like Gandalf.
No. Yeah, no, cool people, not morons.
I even want it to be all gray and white, and it's amazing. I have big plans for this here beard.
You have big plans for your beard. I didn't even know you had a beard.
I thought you said I didn't even know you had a face. I was like, maybe I don't.
I didn't even know you had eyeballs.
My face is literally the face of the question.
That would be awesome.
To a T, I even wear the hat.
Oh man, that would be cool. Oh, speaking of the question, there's a Facebook site, or there's like a Facebook page, like these dudes like actually make like an actual Rorschach mask
that moves. That,
yeah, that moves.
How?
Yeah, I don't know how it works.
I know a buddy of mine dressed up as Rorschach because he really likes him, and
yeah,
he showed me his feminine side because he said he actually sewed it together himself, and I had to make fun of him. But what he did was, it was like a, you know, the pullover mask, but he had different black spots on the front and the back. So every now and then he'd just flip it around just to mess with people. Like when, like, he'll go to the washroom, he'll come back and it'll be around. But I don't know how they get it to move. Like that's just crazy.
Yeah, I have no clue how that works, but I don't know. Actually, you know, and I'm kind of envious. I wish I could sew. I would probably make a lot of different costumes.
Yeah, but then I don't know if we can be friends anymore, Derek. Not because of the sewing, but because you wouldn't have any time. You'd be too busy making yourself, you know, a Loki costume or a Thor costume or something. And you don't really have minor hobbies, Derek. You go from zero to a million.
Addiction. Yeah,
it's a good thing you don't do crack cocaine, because, you know.
Yeah, no, I have a very addictive personality, so I'm actually very, very glad that drugs was never a thing that I got into.
Because you didn't have any money left.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there, you know what? Right out of high school, there were times where I had like 20 bucks to my name. I had like 20 bucks. That was it. And it was like, okay, do I eat for the rest of the week? Or do I buy comic books? That's a no-brainer. Comic books.
Break up my Amazing Spider-Man run.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I would use that and buy comic books, and you know, I would just mooch food off of people.
I knew plenty of people like you, and I know that, you know, outside of high school, I didn't have a lot of money either, but I can't say I was even into comics. Back then, it was all about buying guitar stuff and buying new albums and.
Yeah,
I was pretty obsessive about that too, actually.
Yeah, I went through that phase a little bit.
Well, we got into this apartment now, and it's like, I don't. There's a kid next door. I can't really play the guitar, so I kind of backed it away for now. But
yeah,
eventually, I'll come back and rock the world. And by the world, I mean annoy my wife, you know, for a couple hours, or soon to be wife, this September. So there you go. Christ, I can't believe that. We're gonna have a cool comic book kind of wedding though. That's gonna be sweet.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's kind of like a not really super planned comic booky. Like there'd be like a Batman figure and like the centerpieces and stuff. Like just like in and around there. It'll be cool. We'll have, like, I'm going to wear my Bane chucks, probably.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Damn.
I've been wanting some of those chucks. Those DC chucks are pretty cool.
You know, I bought the Flash ones first, and then I bought the Bane ones when they came out, and for some reason, the Bane ones are much more comfortable than the Flash ones.
I can't
figure it out.
Huh. They also have Thundercat ones, too, which are pretty cool.
That's true. I did see those, but my biggest issue is that they're all high tops. I don't like high tops. As a general rule, I don't wear, like, really long socks, so it bothers me, right?
Yeah, that would annoy me because I wear all ankle socks, even in the winter. I cannot do like any long socks. That just drives me crazy.
Well, up here when it's minus 30, I have to, but I agree with you.
It's been pretty fucking cold around here too.
Yeah, that's true. You guys had that stupid frost wave or
polar vortex, which sounds like something out of a comic book.
I'm pretty sure Stan Lee's going somewhere. Hey, don't they owe me money for that? I think I
invented that. I think he might have a trademark on that.
Although it'd be like polar. I'm trying to think of another P word that makes sense. Pacific is not the right word.
Yeah. Although
it would be alliteration. Yeah. Is my point.
Although, who am I kidding? Stan Lee doesn't own anything.
Anymore, yeah. Well, no, he does. He does.
Well, yeah, he has his own things, but, like, anything Marvel that he did, he doesn't own that.
Anymore, yeah.
He never did.
I thought he owned some of the characters at one point, and then Marvel, when he stepped down or something, kept them. Or
Is that how it went?
Somewhere along the lines, I thought he might even actually, honestly, still have some rights to some guys, but I thought he sold some of them or something. There was something screwy that happened. I don't remember. I remember that a couple days ago, it was Jack Kirby's 20th anniversary from the day that he died. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Stan Lee's still roaming around and still being like the Hugh Hefner of comics.
Yeah.
And, you know, we lost Jack 20 years ago. But that's right. That you saying that he didn't own stuff and didn't just remind me of all the Jack Kirby issues that they always come up with.
Jack Kirby is sort of like the unsung hero of the Marvel universe, and he also did a lot of good things for DC too. I mean, we wouldn't have Darkseid and stuff like that if it wasn't for Jack Kirby.
That's true. Even the Demon, I read his the whole about the hardcover, of his whole Demon series or whatever. You know, obviously it's not great, but it's still, you know, really good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I actually haven't read any of that, but I'm sure there's a lot to.
It's worth it if you can find if you can find just like the trade, like the paperback. I would say pick it up.
Okay.
I got the Marvel Unlimited, and I just happened to search his name because I was going to read some comics before the shitty app decided to stop fucking working. Seriously, guys, read my column, Digital or Bust. It's about the Marvel Unlimited app. Not worth the money. Just saying. But anyway, I searched for Jack Kirby's name. It came up with 715 comics.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how accurate that is, because some of them look like they were like weird reprints like from 2006 and stuff.
Okay. But
even if you figure like 500 of them are actually his, like that's just a crazy number. A crazy number. You got guys nowadays, you know, Greg Capullo, that he's an amazing artist, but he has only done like, I would say, what, 200 books maybe? And he's been doing it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Maybe, that's about right. Because 90s Spawn.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a Jack Kirby tangent. Hey, did you do anything for Green Lantern Day?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
You got to get on the Twitters more, man. Green Lantern Day was on Saturday.
I didn't even know that.
Neither did I until Scott Barry said something. I tweeted like, oh, what are some good Green Lantern things? And then he like, this, and this. And then, you know, we followed each other. And then he was mentioning about Green Lantern Day. So apparently it's the 8th? February 8th every year.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Hashtag Green Lantern Day, folks. Celebrate it. You know, wear your green stuff. It's not like St. Patrick's Day. You can't get drunk, but you can wear green stuff.
Definitely.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just rambling, aren't I?
No. I know what you're talking about.
Quick, talking about Green. Favorite Green Lantern, go.
Favorite Green Lantern is Hal.
Is that because you grew up with him, or because you just like his dickishness?
No. It's funny because, you know, I was born in '83, so really, like, a large chunk of my life, Kyle Rayner was the guy.
I went back and read a bunch of his stuff. I really like Kyle Rayner, man.
Yeah, but you know, I like a lot of like silly. A lot of I enjoy a lot of silly Silver Age DC. You know, and Hal was there, and you know, and Geoff Johns essentially solidified my love of Hal. So
Geoff yeah. Johns is a Green Lantern god. I will give him that.
Oh yeah.
I would say currently it's Kyle Rayner, but Hal is either right next to him or you know just behind, and that's only because I've read like four or five trades of Kyle Rayner, the ones that I can find because they're out of print. DC, you need to reprint them, you fuckers. And I Comixology'd his first couple issues, like where Hal goes bananas and starts killing lanterns, and then you know Rayner gets the ring from Ganthet or whatever the hell his name is.
Zero Hour.
Is that what the arc is called?
Yeah, that's the huge miniseries that happened in, yeah.
Oh, okay. See, it was just issue 48, 45, 49, 50, 51. It was just that.
Yeah. So, okay.
It breaks it down by arc on Comixology sometimes, but I didn't notice it. There was the three issues where Hal goes nuts, and I didn't think it was called Zero Hour. I thought it was called something
else. Yeah, that's Zero Hour where happens.
That was like 48, 49, 50. Then.
Yeah, I have all those issues.
Yeah, you said you were going to lend them to me, and I said, okay, just ship them up to me, and I promise I'll give them back to you.
Yeah, I have all that Zero Hour stuff, and I actually have Rayner's entire Green Lantern volume, which was, I think that was like 100.
Yeah, it was 150 or something. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot, and especially, I think, like, especially like the early stuff was really underrated, I feel.
Yeah, Ron Marz. I didn't even know Ron Marz did that. I just thought he was some crazy writer guy that like went on Twitter and said some stuff and pissed off some people. I didn't realize he invented Kyle Rayner and, you know, wrote him. I had no idea. So Ron Marz, even though you're not listening, I'm sorry. I like you even more now. I thought you were hilarious to begin with, was my point.
Now you hate Guy Gardner.
I was about to say, that was I said, and my very next words were going to be, I fucking hate Guy Gardner.
Okay.
No, get out of my head.
Do you like his new Fu Manchu?
I do. I want to pick up Red Lantern simply on the basis of his mustache.
Yeah.
I said to Charles Soule on Twitter, I was like, did you invent the mustache? Like, was that your idea? He's like, pretty much. And I was like, that's awesome. I actually went back and bought the last issue of Red Lanterns on Comixology because that was the first appearance of his mustache.
Yes, that was that. See, now that should be worth money. The first appearance, the first appearance of Guy Gardner's Fu Manchu.
I am tweeting that as we talk. It's so true. I you know what, the book's been okay. I kind of like the direction that Soule has taken it.
I like it. You know what? I'm in the minority where I've actually enjoyed that entire series.
Like even from Milligan did it first?
Yeah. I actually enjoyed that early stuff too.
I read the first two trades and you know, I didn't mind it. I hadn't picked the third trade, but I think the third trade it's going to be collected as part of Wrath of the First Lantern and Third Army. It's all kind of in there. The third trade for Lantern proper, New Guardians, Corpse, and all that, it's all collected within those two mega trades. So I don't actually have to go and buy them. So it's a good money-saving tip for all you trade waiters, by the way.
Oh, I see. I was curious. I was curious to see how they were going to collect all that.
Yeah, it's what is it? It's 13 to 16 in Rise of the Third Army or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's 17 to 20 for all four main titles in Wrath.
Okay.
I mean, and that's something that you can do for Infinity as well. You don't need to buy. Go ahead.
Okay. You haven't read like Wrath of the First Lantern or anything?
I only read it in Green Lantern proper. That was the only series that I.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I did read. I was carrying on with that. I stopped reading it when Geoff Johns left, and then I got back on. Five issues later, I recently went back on my Guy Gardner kick and I read what the hell, Lights Out.
Yeah, all right.
So I mean, and then that got me. I kind of went back a little bit.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed Lights Out. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's underrated. I like that, you know, Venditti and Jensen and stuff kept it like four issues, like one in each, and that's it. Oh, and I guess the annual as well. And, yeah. And technically, they had one of those 0.1 bullshit issues or Villains Month, I guess, because they had a Relic issue. That I admittedly went back and bought, but it was like 99 cents, so whatever.
Green Lantern had two?
Was it two? Well, that Green Lantern annual, and then it had one in the actual series.
Okay. Okay.
So and it wasn't bad. So even if you figure, we'll call it five.
Yeah.
I like the smaller scope stuff. It doesn't need to be, here's 19 issues of Batman, and it's gonna be all over the place. And,
yeah.
It's good. I like it.
Oh yeah, no, all the Green Lantern books are pretty awesome. Even Larfleeze is pretty cool.
Nah, I'm out.
No, you're out. No, I like
the first issue I thought was funny and clever, and the second issue was like it was a totally different guy doing it, and I'm just I'm not gonna spend the money to have inconsistency like that. It was the second issue, for fuck's sakes. Like, no, not happening. So I stopped, and I probably won't go back. I'm surprised it's still around, honestly.
Yeah, you know what? I thought it was ending, but apparently it's not. I was actually mistaken on that.
See, more. Which... Derek will just keep it forever, folks. It could be bad. I could say it's bad, and he will still read the book. He read Katana, for fuck's sakes. He still reads Trinity. Or, no, not Trinity. What's this? He reads Phantom Stranger 2. What's the stupid girl that showed up at
Pandora.
All? Pandora. Pandora. There you go.
Yeah.
So
Phantom Stranger's awesome.
Since when? I'm sorry, but Dan DiDio's first couple of issues were garbage. I remember one of the guys at the last place that we did all this stuff.
Yeah.
Threw it in the garbage. It was that bad.
Yeah. See, I actually enjoyed it.
But now, does this speak to your taste, or does this speak to like your insaneness to just collect DC?
Well, actually, both. Which is kind of fun. It's kind of funny because they sort of like linked him to Christianity.
What?
Which is they sort of like Phantom Stranger. He's like super linked to like Christianity now.
Well, that's even more reason to not read it.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird because I typically don't like that. I typically don't like that stuff. No offense to, whatever, but I just, as soon as I start hearing Jesus stuff, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, like seriously, the second it comes up and it's in a serious sentence, it's like, nope, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't want that kind of BS, but I don't know. It's just so like out there. Because he's actually supposed to be, and the new 52 version is actually supposed to be Judas.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm double out now.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I read the when first issue.
When they first revealed that, they first revealed that in what was that, like 2 years ago, the Free Comic Book Day new 52 issue thing that came out.
Before he even had a series?
Yeah, before he even had a series, they actually revealed that he was
I missed that or forgot.
Yeah, that he was literally Judas.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
But you know what? It's interesting when they kind of stay away from that. When they stay away from when they
the
when
best
they
part of the book, or when they don't talk about how or who he is or where he came from.
Basically, yeah, when he's just out like doing things, or when he's part of a group, it's actually really fun. But when they start talking about I have a lot of Jesus time. He's just like, I know about betrayal. I betrayed somebody, blah blah blah, and it's supposed to be all deep and meaningful, and I'm just like, oh god. Yeah,
I think I just stripped my mouth a little bit.
Now Pandora has been decent, but she's also kind of lucked out in the sense of like she's just like her book has been nothing but tie-ins.
Oh yeah, you were saying that on the state of DC.
Yeah,
where...
yeah. Now it's funny that I say that she lucked out to have tie-ins, but like for her that's a good thing because like if it wasn't for tie-ins, like what are you gonna do with her?
Did they ever explain why she was in every book?
No, they don't really explain it other than the fact that she was just sort of watching everybody and while so simultaneously
she's the DC's watcher, yeah. Not washer.
Yeah. She was sort of like watching everybody and sort of like getting a feel for everything while simultaneously looking for that whatever Pandora's box or whatever.
Was it some sort of like allegory to the comics or to the fans, you know, checking out the new 52? Or
maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess that would be the most clever thing to come out of that. But it's yeah,
mind blown, everybody.
Yes.
You heard
yes.
it here first.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there, yeah, that whole thing, like, and also like her. Like it's so convoluted because like now we know like because she always thought that she was part of some mystical mythical thing and then you find out that this Pandora's box is actually this like scientific you know high tech like gateway thing that allowed the crime syndicate to come over here.
That's what I gotta say about that.
Yeah, so like all this, like all of her, so basically all of her like supernatural, mythical, mystical crap, like
science.
It's sort of like science, but they're still trying to like throw in the mystical stuff, and it just doesn't work.
I'm so confused about how they want to go with science with this instead of mystical, and yet we have Jesus's best buddy running around.
Yeah. I already know you haven't been reading it, but that the Forever Evil Blight storyline with where Constantine, it's like a team that Constantine created. It's him, Phantom Stranger, Pandora, Swamp Thing.
And this is in the world where they're all. See, you know what? I'll tell you why I'm not reading it. And a good example, aside from me just not caring, and I was really not into DC when it started.
Okay.
There is a picture of Sinestro in the recent issue.
Okay.
Where Batman's arm is like kind of over, like by his knee, and Sinestro's in the background, and Sinestro's leg is like 10 feet long.
And it what are you talking? Are you talking about the regular Forever Evil?
Yeah, Forever number 5.
Oh, okay. And, I was talking about Forever Evil Blight.
Well, see, I don't even know what that is. I'm just saying in general why I'm not going to touch the whole thing.
So you're not reading anything?
No, I'm not.
Forever
not
Evil.
At all, no. I've had enough of fucking DC crossovers.
Forever Evil has been really good.
I've had enough of DC crossovers. I want to read my Green Lantern stuff. I don't even want to touch Batman right now. I just want the best part about Green Lantern New Guardians is that he's pretty much on his own, doing his own shit, away from everything else. Nobody's bothering him except for the little blue retards and the hot chick that Hal used to bang. Otherwise, it's just him doing stuff and helping people and solving mysteries in his party wagon and shit, like, or whatever, mystery wagon.
Yeah, he's completely got, like, he's not even in Forever Evil. He's, like, completely, like, him and the rest of the Lanterns are, like, The only lantern that's involved in that whole thing is Simon Baz.
Right. And that's because he's got to stay on Earth or something, right?
Yeah. And just in the Green Lantern, Red Lantern's like double book that they just put out this past week. Yeah. He actually brings up Simon Baz, which Simon Baz hasn't been brought up in that book in a long time. And
I wonder what the hell happened about him.
Yeah. I'll explain that in a second. But Green Lantern, Hal actually brought up Simon Baz and said that he has specifically assigned Simon Baz to be the Green Lantern hero of Earth.
Meaning
that he's going to just do Green Lantern stuff specifically on Earth.
I still want him to have his own title, I'm not gonna lie.
I think he's a fantastic character, but well, anyway, yeah.
We don't have time for you to talk about the entire Forever Evil thing.
Well, I'm not, but I'm just gonna say Simon Baz is with a ton of other heroes who are currently stuck inside a mental prison, which is actually inside the Firestorm Matrix, which is basically inside like what makes up Firestorm.
Didn't they completely cop out and completely rewrite what they did? And they, instead of making the Firestorm, the one black kid and the white kid, and then they came together to make the ultimate Firestorm or some shit. They went back to like just having the one kid.
No, it's two people. It's still two people.
Yeah, no. But they were both two separate Firestorms that merged together.
Yeah.
And became like mega ultimate Firestorm.
I
read like the first couple issues when it first started.
Okay, yeah.
And like,
okay, I
you know the Firestorm that you remember in the yellow suit?
Yeah.
Okay, there was that one, and then there was the exact identical one, but he was red. He had a red suit.
Okay.
And then they did that crazy Dragon Ball Z dance, and they became, you know, the Super Saiyan 3 Firestorm. And you know the dance that I'm talking about. When they, like, touch their fingers together?
Yes, yes, yes.
That happened. And then I heard afterwards, somebody took over the series or something, or just before it ended, or in Justice League, or something happened. Where instead of having the one kid that has the power, like the black kid and the white kid that have the power, the black kid just went into the white kid's head and just didn't exist anymore. And this ultimate Firestorm was just gone. They just stopped doing him.
Huh.
So
it might be
interesting for you to check out the first trade, because I don't know what the hell happened to that.
I know right now they're doing the fairly traditional where it's like him.
Yeah, just the guy in the yellow suit.
Yeah. Dude in the yellow suit, and it's like the black dude's in his head or whatever.
Yeah. Before there were two totally separate guys, and they wouldn't join brains until they were in this brand new ultimate guy.
Yeah, that's the more traditional, like, kind of thing anyway, and that's what they're doing. Now, I didn't read any of the new 52 Firestorm stuff. It didn't really I'm not a huge Firestorm fan. I've picked up past Firestorm issues here and there, you know, but he's never a character that's really, you know.
And see, I knew nothing about him. I was jumping back in, and I just picked up. I'm like, hey, fire, let's check this out. You know, I think I stayed on, like I said, for like 5 or 6. And it was an interesting idea, and then, I don't know, I just lost interest. But I just heard that they got rid of the guys. So. And it sounds like you have no idea what I'm talking about, so that means that I'm probably right. And they just completely got rid of it. It was like they brought in Rob Liefeld, and he said, okay, Kyle Higgins did a great job with Deathstroke, but forget all that. I'm going to do my own thing.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe, because I don't know. Like, I didn't read any of the Firestorm New 52.
No, but if he was still around, you would see it still, and you.
Well,
you don't know what I'm talking about in the sense that they don't do it anymore. Maybe we missed something. I don't know. If somebody knows, comment and let us know.
So obviously it looks like they went back to the more traditional thing.
Yeah. So that's DC for you. We are running out of time though. I honestly didn't think that our show about nothing, and if anybody that watches Seinfeld or had watched Seinfeld, that's our reference. This is the show about nothing.
And nobody I don't think anybody double dipped the chip, so I think we're okay.
That's true. Your man hands didn't bother me. I wasn't being a low talker today. We're fine.
I wasn't even a close talker.
That's true. You weren't being a close talker today. You haven't swallowed your mic, you know. Have to wait for that to come out the other end. That was awkward. Like when your dog eats your freaking, well, anything for that matter.
Yeah.
So, hey, I think that's it. I think we're going to wrap the show PDQ, which is pretty damn quick, since how Derek didn't know what that meant. I want to say check out the rest of the podcasts again. Continue to check us out. We're loving the feedback that we do get, even if it's not on full comments. We get a couple of Twitter things here and there. Where we're on our march to 2,500 views I'm so used to typing stuff. 2,500 downloads. I want to thank Derek for helping me with this idea, and we both kind of mesh together fairly well. I'm the loud guy that asserts himself, and Derek's the guy that's loud, but you know, we'll do whatever. He's cool with it. Especially if you got $5, he's cool.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy my discussions with you on this podcast, and I hope we continue to do it.
Well, hey, this is episode 6, everybody. So I'm not so sure. I was confident in us getting past like 2. I figured we get like, here's 6 views and nobody listens and nobody else cares. Fuck off. So look for more stuff from the podcast network. We are expanding. We got a secret show with Mr. Joey Caswell in the works, where you might actually have to unfortunately listen to my voice some more. Got a couple other guys on board, so that's cool. Check out the site, all-comic.com, on Twitter @allcomic_, because Twitter won't give us the just @allcomic because it's suspended, and I don't know, it's a big pain in my fucking ass. Follow Derek @hookmonkey
or money.
See, I still money. Think it's a monkey. @hook, no, it's money. I know. I see it. I type it almost every day. I still think it says monkey. Hookmoney. Mickey Mouse. I don't know. I thought of the M-I-C-K-E-Y.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Yeah, see? Monday sucks. Monday sucks. Sorry. Okay, that's it. We're rambling. We're done. We're done. Go buy the album of the intro music that I'm going to put on that I haven't even decided what I'm doing yet. Listen to our shows, comment to our shows, favorite our shows, subscribe to our shows. Look at our reviews. We have interviews. We have lots of great stuff on the site, not just this podcast. That is, you know, awesome. I'm not going to lie. I hope you enjoyed the show about nothing. So, Derek, would you care to say goodbye?
Goodbye. I'm going to watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I'm going to watch The Walking Dead, too. But I still have to edit this a little bit by putting that music in. So, fuck.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm going to watch The Walking Dead first, and then I'm going to do it. I'll do it while Chris Hardwick is talking. Perfect.
Yeah, that's the perfect time to do it.
There you go. All right, everybody. Until next time, happy Walking Dead watching, and read comics any way you can. And yes, I snapped my fingers just now. Don't ask me why.